Exodus chapter 16. Then they moved from Elim, and the whole congregation of the sons of Israel came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after they had come out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the sons of Israel complained about Moses and Aaron in the desert. And the sons of Israel said to them, "If only we could die at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat at the meat pot, when we ate bread to our fill. For you have brought us out into this desert to kill the whole of this convocation by starvation." Then the Lord said to Moses, "You will see how I rain down bread for you from heaven, and the people will go out and collect a day's worth per day, so that I may test them as to whether they walk in my law or not. And it will come to pass on the sixth day that they will prepare what they bring back, and it will be double what they collect on an ordinary day." Then Moses and Aaron said to all the sons of Israel, "When evening comes, you will know that the Lord brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you will see the Lord's glory, because he has heard your complaining about the Lord. But as for us, what are we that you should complain about us?" And Moses said, "You will see this when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening, and bread in the morning to your fill, because the Lord has heard your complaints which you bring against him. But what are we? Your complaints are not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the sons of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your complaints." Then it came to pass, when Aaron was speaking to the whole congregation of the sons of Israel, that they turned their gaze to the desert, and they saw that the glory of the Lord had appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the complaints of the sons of Israel. Speak to them and say, in the evening you will eat meat, and in the morning you will have your fill of bread, and you will know that I am the Lord your God." And it came to pass in the evening that quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. Then the layer of dew evaporated and revealed a flaky dust on the surface of the desert, dust like a hoarfrost on the ground. And when the sons of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "It is manna," for they did not know what it was. Then Moses said to them, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord commands. Collect it, each one according to his nutritional requirement, an omer per head for the number of people you are. Everyone is to take what is needed for those in his tent." So the sons of Israel did this and collected it, some a lot and some a little. And they measured it in omers. And he who had gathered a lot had no surplus, and he who had gathered a little had no lack. Each man gathered according to his nutritional requirement. Then Moses said to them, "Let no one keep any of it over until the morning." But they did not heed Moses, and some men kept some of it over until the morning, and it harbored worms, and it stank, and Moses became angry with them. So they collected it every morning, each man according to his nutritional requirement. Then the sun would become hot, and it would melt. And it came to pass on the sixth day that they collected double the amount of bread, 2 omers for one. And all the leading people of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said to them, "This is what the Lord has spoken. Tomorrow is a high Sabbath, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you want to bake, cook what you want to cook, and store up until morning everything that is left over as a stock." So they stored it until the morning, as Moses instructed them, and it did not become foul-smelling, nor were the worms in it. And Moses said, "Eat it today, for it is the Lord's Sabbath. Today you will not find it in the countryside. You will collect it for 6 days, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any there." And it came to pass on the seventh day that some people went out to collect it, but they did not find any. Then the Lord said to Moses, "How long will you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See that the Lord has given you the Sabbath, which is why he is giving you bread for 2 days on the sixth day. Let everyone stay in his place. Let no one go from his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day, and the house of Israel called it manna, and it is like coriander seed, being white, and its taste is like cake kneaded with honey. Then Moses said, "This is what the Lord commanded. Fill an omer of it as a stock for your future generations, so that they may see the bread with which I fed you in the desert, when I brought you out of the land of Egypt." And Moses said to Aaron, "Take an urn, and put a full omer of manna in it, and place it before the Lord as a preserved item for your future generations." As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron placed it before the testimony as a preserved item. And the sons of Israel ate the manna for 40 years, until they came to inhabited land. They ate the manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan. An omer is a tenth of an ephah.